Jorge Talis is with us, and it is both an honor and a pleasure to be revisiting parts of A Writer's Life, which is what you call your memoir. As you're talking about these journalistic things, and I see Bill has this, I got to talk too, look, there is this profound sense that I have that there's been a major shift in all of journalism. And what you talk about when you talk about the power and the glory, when you way back when you talk about the Times, as you talk about, again, your reflections on a writer's life, I just get this immense sense that we need to be mindful of how far we have gotten from both the facts and the context. Bill, you may want to make that more articulate.
The other thing that you tell a story about going back to your family's home,
village, meeting your grandmother,
and seeing the clothes that your family had sent, and what is striking about the stories you tell, and in this, but really what you're talking about is the continuity of history,
and the particulars,
the loops, the small loops, the small steps forward, the big steps back, the big steps sideways, and it seems to me that the complexity of it, the richness of it, is what makes these stories so important.
Well, I'm much obliged by your way of commenting on this thing that I call chronicling life from the viewpoint of those that aren't necessarily the obvious choice. I don't suggest that there is any one choice. I mean, there are a lot of choices. We're a nation of many choices, and we have many, many, many positions that can be reflected somewhat prismatically on any given issue. How you see it. Writing is a way of seeing. Reporting is a way of seeing. I made reference today to reporting or editing as a way of negating, of not publishing a picture. When you read your daily newspaper or your weekly magazine or whatever you read, internet would be the same. What you're seeing isn't what's there necessarily. It's what someone said is there. It's what someone believes is relevant. It's what someone thinks will sell newspapers or sell a program. It is very subjective. And I'm not saying that I am the answer. I'm not the all-seeing, all-knowing, lofty individual here at all. I'm just giving you, from my perspective, which is that of the outsider, more an outsider, what I think should not be ignored. To quote the great, great, great playwright Arthur Miller in his great, great play, Death of a Salesman, his character is a minor character. Willie Loman is a minor character. Not a super salesman was he, but the mother of those sons of Willie Loman said near the end of that great play, when their father was pretty much a downtrodden, about to be obscure figure to be missing from the earth soon enough. She said, attention must be paid to this man. You cannot be ignored like an old dog. Attention must be paid. That's been my credo. And I wanted to write about the Willie Lomans or the Willie Lomanish qualities that are in people like maybe J.L. Chestnut in Alabama or those restaurant chefs that I wrote about in another part of this book or the little woman that misses the kick on the Chinese team. Or other characters I write about. It's just attention must be paid. And this is what I think I do, at least I think I do. I give some attention to what is not necessarily being fully heeded by the general public.
And you do it with immense beauty, for which we thank you on behalf of all those who don't have the chance to thank you. It has been
a
pleasure.
Thank you very much, Paul and Bill. Thank you.
Gay Talese's storytelling gifts shine through every page of his inventive and lively memoir, A Writer's Life. As with all of his books, he took his time and got it right. We thank him for reminding us what fine journalism is and for quietly fulfilling our own expectations of greatness. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.